Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. On today's Daf, Maseches Yuma, Daf Zayin, we learn an interesting thing that a person cannot be Mesiach Daito from Tfilin. The Gemara learns out from the Tzitz. The Gemara says, a chayv adam lemashmesh mitfilov, person needs to always check his tefillin, b'chol shah v'shah, every single moment, kal v'chomer mitzitz, we learn from the Tzitz, and the Gemara on Daf Ches goes on to say, Matzitz she'ein bo el askara achas, but the tzitz only says Hashem's name once. It says kodesh la Hashem, and yet the Torah says al mitzchot tamid has to be always there, always be aware. Shli asiach daitu mimenu, you should not be unaware that you're wearing it. So then tefillin she'esh ban askaros harbe. There are many mentions of Hashem's name achas kama kama. How much more so? So Rav Zilberstein has an interesting shaila. If you remember back from the sugyas in the end of Maseches Erevin, a person not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos, but let's say a person finds tefillin outside in the field and there's no Erev around, and you can't leave the tefillin there unattended out in the field, so you're allowed to wear the tefillin on Shabbos in order to take it to a safe place, because that's not called carrying, that's called wearing. So the question Rav Zilberstein poses is, when you're wearing the tefillin, should a person be Mesiach Daito or not be Mesiach Daito? Should he be aware he's wearing the tefillin? Should he not be aware that he's wearing the tefillin? So Rav Zilberstein says it depends on what is the reason why a person has to be tamid, constantly aware of wearing tefillin. Is it because, since he's being mekayim the mitzvah, you have to be aware of it, and you can't be mesiach daito from the chashuv mitzvah of tefillin? Or is the concern as if you're not aware, you might have some level of kalos rosh, which would be inappropriate while wearing tefillin? So he says, this is the machlokas would dictate what the answer is here. If the reason why you have to have constant awareness of tefillin is because you're being mekayim the mitzvah, well, on Shabbos, when you're wearing tefillin, you're not being mekayim the mitzvah, so you don't have to be aware that you are, in fact, wearing the tefillin. But if the purpose is to remind yourself that you're wearing tefillin, and tefillin is kadosh, and you can't have kalos rosh, so then one should have to have constant awareness when wearing tefillin, even on Shabbos. He doesn't conclude, he just says it does depend on this machlokas. Hapashas is, I believe we assume like the Rush, and the Rush is the opinion that says the Hesach Das of Tefillin is because it might lead to Kalos Rosh. If that's the case, then a person should be aware that he's wearing Tefillin even on Shabbos.